making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so if you had to go to bed early like I did last night and you missed the ACMs, we got some of the highlights right now. And something interesting happened last night, right?
Yes, unprecedented. We had two winners of Entertainer of the Year. A tie between Thomas Rhett and Carrie Underwood. We should be drinking
alone. Has there ever been just a female winner of Entertainer of the Year? Does anybody in this room know
that? I don't think. Has a female ever won?
Like a standalone? No? Nobody knows?
I don't know that a woman's ever won.
Because CW said something interesting a few minutes ago. He goes, God forbid a woman wins by herself.
True. That does come off a little suspicious.
Who else were big winners of the night?
So, under Female Artist of the Year, we had Carrie Underwood was up for that as well, along with Kacey Musgraves, Miranda Lambert, and Kelsey Ballerini. But Maren Morris took home the title. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could be. We had Male Artist of the Year, where Keith Urban, Chris Stapleton, Thomas Rhett, Dirk Bentley, but your boy Luke Combs.
Yeah, he should have won everything.
Even
Group of the Year, Duo of the Year. Like, he should have won it all.
Speaking of Group of the Year, we had the High Women, Midland, Little Big Town, and Lady A. But Old Dominion took it. Streets, I don't want
to be one. I was actually on Billboard's website last night, and they listed Lady A as Lady Antebellum. And I was like,
scandalous.
Not allowed to do that.
And then Duo of the Year, we had Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Florida Georgia Line, Maddie and Tay, but Dan and Shay were the winners.
Overall, I think it was a pretty good show. I think a lot of people were kind of thrown off by there not being really an audience there.
Yeah.
They didn't even have cardboard cutouts. What's up with that?
That is weird. Mickey Guyton, I did see that performance of What Are You Gonna Tell Her? Oh my gosh, bawling.
Yeah. What else we got in today's top trending stories?
Well, are you talking about the Big Ten or am I?
You're talking about the Big Ten.
ESPN confirmed that Big Ten football is resuming the weekend of October 23rd, 24th. Finally!
We actually got news of this yesterday, like right after the show, right? Like we were all sitting around like show prepping and I go, oh gosh, guys. Big Ten's coming back in about a month. So.
I'm so excited. I did have to laugh. I did happen to see a USA Today reporter, Christine Brennan, who was insulting this and saying, this is the darkest moment in Big Ten history. The darkest moment? I think the Penn State gymnastics team would differ from that.
You know what? Let common people decide and let them vote with their wallets, you know?
Right.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.